Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Here on Blog Talk, I am truly excited today to introduce to some and present to others, we have the phenomenal, all right, Reform City Men's Conference that will be taking place on May 14th. However, though, the most important thing today, I would love to introduce the founder of the Surrendered Series. We have Earl Amin today on Brown Sugar Radio, along with Minister Kevin Littlejohn and Minister Leonard Tatum today on behalf of this phenomenal series that's taking place. Welcome, gentlemen, today on the show.
Thank you.
I'm really, really excited because this show is very necessary. I have had many listeners of mine that have tuned in to Brown Sugar Radio and have requested to have a show that focused on men. And so today we're doing that, and, you know, I just want to applaud you men for putting together such a phenomenal, just something that's very necessary in the community. And I would like to start with you first, Earl, who is the founder, this beautiful, series that you've developed. Can you please share with us as far as how did God plant this, you know, in your heart, to begin Surrendered?
Amen. First of all, I'd like to thank you for allowing us this opportunity to speak to what God is doing in and for the lives of not only all of his children, but especially for the men. And to answer your question, it began with the Word. My pastor, who was a very wise man, said to me that, you know, you cannot receive a crown without first receiving an anointing. And so the anointing came in this word, which was surrender. And at the time, my life was, let's just say that my life was in flux. It was transitioning. And I had come from living on a perch to just being face down in the ground, which is when you know when God is doing a work. And so God put me in a position of surrender where all I could do was say, his will be done. And in so doing, he revealed this word of power, not a word of weakness, as most people receive surrender. You know, you look on TV, surrender, I give up, I quit. I'm no longer going to push forward. But that's the lie of the enemy, the lie of the devil, that truly surrender is a word of power and of authority, and that is used when you surrender your will, your life, your everything to the will of God, our Father, our Creator.
And amen.
In my life, amen, yes, indeed. In my life,
wow.
At the time, I was... really in a great learning, a great searching for the understanding of my relationship with God, but also my identity as a man, because there was nothing in the media, there was very little in books, there was very little that I could find that really grounded me in my identity as a man so that I could experience experience my life, interact with other people, touch other lives in a manner in which a man is designed by God to do so. So I just continue to pray and to listen, and God revealed to me that that the word surrender is to be a directive. And he put it on my heart to go out and seek out and speak to men about this directive, that is surrender, to become one of the surrendered to his will, because it is my belief that that the Lord is coming back. He's coming back to reclaim the bride, the church. And we are in these times right here and right now. So I went out about my search, being obedient to the will of God, and encountered my brother, the director, Minister Kevin Littlejohn, whose heart was perfectly prepared in his own walk to receive the word of wisdom, the word of power that the Lord spoke through me. And he is a surrendered man. And it was he who led me to our awesome, awesome hand, Minister Leonard Tatum, who instantaneously was recognized as a surrendered man, carrying the same word within him. Because God doesn't just speak, you know, to one person most of the time. He's planted his word in many people. My role is simply to ensure that that word is spoken and it is used with the sharpness of the sword of truth, so that
change
the hearts of men. Amen.
Indeed. Now, speaking of minister, go ahead.
No, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just wanted to acknowledge Minister Kevin Littleton. He's the director of the Surrender Series. He's also on the line with us today. How are you, Minister Kevin?
Excellent.
Wonderful. And then we also have Minister Leonard Tater, who oversees the marketing and IT coordinating for the Surrender Series. He's also on the line today. How are you doing, Minister Leonard Tater?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Okay. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, I wanted to certainly promote at this time, you know, Earl, you're full of so much wisdom, you know, just hearing you speak. I see how God has just truly blessed you with a gift. And the Reform Citywide Men's Conference is going to be located at, it's called the Berean Christian Fellowship. All right, and it's located at 2784 North Martin Luther King Boulevard on May 14th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Those of you who would love to register, you can pre-register and take advantage at www.surrenderedman.com. All right, and so also, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free. You can actually text right now while we're live on the air, or any time you may have a question or a comment in regard to the Surrendered Man. Please contact 702-330-3930. The number again is 702-330-3930. All right, so I do have some questions for Minister Littlejohn and Minister Tatum a little bit later on in the segment. But what I'd like to ask you, Earl, as the founder, you know, this is a blessing that God put this vision in your heart. Can you, as far as defining surrender, you know, what does surrender apply to a man's life?
Well, thank you for asking that question. It applies to everything. You know, so many of us are out there walking around right now. We are fathers, we are husbands, we are brothers, cousins, doctors, lawyers, pastors, whatever a walk in life. There are men out there who have lost their way because they do not have an identity that grounds them in what it means to be a man in every circumstance in their life. They're asking questions such as, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to take care of my woman? How am I supposed to be a man to my woman? How am I supposed to be a man who is a father to my child? What am I supposed to do to stay in connection to my manhood when I can't find a job? And just such basic questions like this. What surrender does, surrender does not take anything away from being a man. In fact, it solidifies, it clarifies, it sharpens exactly what being a man is according to how God designed it, not according to how the television show designed being a man, not according to how the newspaper says this is a man. But God's design is perfect. It is perfect, and it is practical. It is not something that you have to go and, you know, and pray for 16 hours every day just so that you can be a man. Now, if that's what you're called to do, then amen, praise God. But it's about the practicality of living in your life, dealing with the circumstances that you are encountering every single day, no matter how severe they are, be it drug addiction, be it any type of addiction, alcohol, sexual addiction. For you brothers out there that are walking around confused, that we call the DL, there's an answer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's an answer. And that's what surrender is about. In the environment of the conference, men will be able to truly, truly speak their hearts, speak their minds, open it up. It's a safe environment, and there is no judgment, because I'm certainly not a person that can judge anyone. There will be no judgment, but you get to look at it. We create a mirror for you so that you can see yourself for who you are. And then we bring forward the template that is God's divine template. And then you compare the two, and you see where the variance is. You see where the difference is. And then it's just a matter of making a decision that I surrender to that divine template, and you don't lose anything. I've had comments that, well, man, you know, I like the way I live my life, and, you know, I don't want to be sitting around, you know, being a Bible thumper, you know, and I'm like, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about receiving a quality of life that comes through the power and authority that God has already given you, and for which the reason that Jesus Christ sacrificed his life so that you could have freedom in living a life that not only fulfills you, but fulfills those in whom you come in contact with and the lives in which you touch regularly, such as your family, your friends, employees around you. It's a fulfilling of your life. It's not a reduction. Your life becomes bigger. I'm on the radio speaking to you right now because as I continue to surrender myself to the will of God, everything in my life has become and become more. Nothing in my life has become less except my willingness to give in to media influence, to television commercials, to television shows that tell me do what makes you happy, do whatever makes you feel good. Because that means that somebody else is going to have to pay the price when I do whatever makes me happy just for the sake of making me happy. Somebody else has to lose. Surrender is not win-lose. Surrender is win-win across the
now,
board.
I think you may have already answered this next question that I have, and you know, in regards to as far as what does an individual have to do to obtain this surrender, and you're pretty much going into that, you know, right now as you speak, and I think it's great that, you know, one of the misconceptions is that people that don't have Christ in their life feel they have to be perfect to go to church. So I'm glad that you mentioned that earlier. You know, thank you for, we call it exposing the devil. Amen. So please elaborate on that.
Yes, yes. And that's, I'm so glad you mentioned that because, you know, again, to all of those listening, I'm not a perfect man. Never will be. I have sought to remove the attitude of perfection from my life, because only God, only Jesus is perfect, but he is the perfect example of who we get to be. I pursue his perfection, knowing that I will never be perfect as he is. I make mistakes. I am not the perfect personality, but in my surrender, every single day in my surrender, just by saying to myself, I surrender to the will of God. Okay, John 3:30. He must increase, so I must decrease. it really gets to be very simple. Put the God in front of all that you do. We call it taking a breath. Okay? Forget about perfection. Just take a moment. Take a breath before your wife, your girlfriend, your employer pushes that button and makes you mad and makes you cuss or curse or hit. Then take a breath. In that breath, I surrender my will to his will, to the will of Christ. I tell you, in that breath, a miracle will occur. And you will find yourself faced with the knowledge that I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this and then feel bad afterwards. No, I can prevent that. I have the power and I have the authority. Because I surrendered my will to the will of God, I am now empowered over my circumstances in the flesh. And that is everything that we're talking about. It's putting men back in their naturally God-designed position as the heads of household, as the kings that they are. Jesus is the King of Kings. And we're not talking about Jesus is the King of Africa or the King of Europe or the King of Sweden or the King of England. We're talking about the King of the Kings, who are the men that are walking on the streets right now, that are living in the homes as head of household, but they give their wives all the power.
Mm.
I'm talking about
King
of Kings. Yeah, this is a deep, deep message.
And yes,
it is meant to speak directly into the very existence of men. Men who think that they're walking around being men because they have the form of a male. Being a male does not make you a man. But being a man can reinforce the fact that you are a male. And you will feel and you will exist and you will live in the power that God has given you as a male. So that in relationship to our women, we do not look down, we do not look up, we do not look around for our woman. Our woman is right there in front of us. Our woman is right there in front of us where we can envelop her in manhood that God has given us, hood being the cover, in the man covering that God has given us so that she is covered. Because a woman exists in safety and security. Every
that's
issue
real.
Is safety and security.
Yeah, and that's very true. You know, I think that we do have it backwards a lot of times. And
it's
very important. Yes, the order of the household. What would you say, though, that a man would have to give up, you know, in order to surrender?
Okay. All right, since we must speak in terms of giving up, okay. Let me say that a man will give up in his surrender. He'll give up being ruled by fear. He'll give up being ruled by drugs. He'll give up being ruled by alcohol. He'll give up being ruled by peer pressure. He'll give up being ruled by weakness. Those are the things that a man will give up when he surrenders his will to God. Because the power and authority that comes back from God heals all of that and gives you a perspective of who you are that has you understand, I don't have to be in weakness. I don't have to go and beat my wife so that I feel like a man, like I've got some sense of power in my life. Because no man that beats his wife has power. He is existing.
Amen.
He is exhibiting weakness.
Yes.
So you give up all of the things that detract or take away from your manhood. That's what you give up. But do you give up, man, I can't go to the movies, I can't go dancing, I can't go do this, I can't go do that. Well, yeah, what are the things that you can't do? All you got to look in the Word. You don't have to turn to me. You don't have to turn to Minister Tatum or Minister Littlejohn. It's right there in the Word. God tells you what it is that you should not do because it is not good for you. So, yes, that includes fornication. Yes, that includes the abuse of alcohol, abuse of drugs, the abuse of anything, not in moderation. So that's why I say we don't judge, but we simply understand that there is a platform that a real man, having an identity of his manhood, can exist and be in relationship with every aspect of his life and receive the freedom to be fulfilled in his life. I don't feel limited in my life at all in my surrender. And so surrendered am I.
And I'm glad you mentioned as far as feeling limited, because most people feel like when you give up something that you're restrained, you're locked down, you know, you're prohibited. You just really don't really get to enjoy the abundance that God created us to have. So with that said, what does a man have to gain? Let's talk about the opposite side, you know, in regards to the surrendered man.
All right. Another excellent question. In contrast to what you give up, which is really the things that you don't need, things that you gain, we call it limitless power. We live our lives mostly in observance in response to what we perceive as our limitations. But in Christ Jesus, in surrender to God, there is no limitation. There are so many men who are walking around stuck, thinking that, well, this is my life. I go to work. You know, I make this little bit of money. I got to put it all into the house and the kids. And, you know, I got $5 in my pocket for 80 hours of work every 2 weeks. No, that's not life. Now, you can have that circumstance, but still gain freedom, power, excitement, and have limitless application in a surrendered life. I will confess to you that the process that the Lord took me through in order to prove this point is that literally everything that I owned, every authority that I had, everything in my life was removed to the point of living in the very car that I drove when I was wealthy. But during that time, it was a very real event, and it proved to me how even in circumstances that I would not have chosen my life to be in, I found joy, I found peace, I found comfort, I found growth, so that here and now today, it is the only way I can stand in an authentic testimony, a real testimony, and speak a real word, because I have lived it and I am living the result. My life is empowered without limitation. So that's what you gain, limitless power through God, through Christ Jesus.
And you know, a lot of you know, individuals on this earth believe that, you know, you have power through money. But the truth of that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as you mentioned earlier. And I appreciate, you know, your testimony and when, what you're sharing today, because it's so real. And this show is so necessary that it's not what's in your bank account, you know, but it's what's in your heart and your mind and your spirit. And you've experienced both sides of the fence, you know, being a predominant wealthy man and then also having that taken from you. And that's amazing that now, you know, a lot of people will never get to experience that. But with you having that opportunity, you know, and God using this as your testimony to share that all things that glitter aren't gold,
That's right.
And yeah, so I guess my next question would be is what's the likelihood that this will even work? Because, you know, with most people, they have not ever experienced this type of surrender and transformation spiritually.
Yes. Well, when we speak the word of God, the word of God has no imperfection. No evil can stand where God is present. So the likelihood that this will work, I have to remove likelihood. This will work. This is God's promise. And God's promises are perfect, and they are always kept. Okay? So if you take one step. And let's say that that first step is just coming to this conference. God's presence will show you what the likelihood is. God's presence will show each and every man in attendance what can be if he but surrenders. By having a new definition of surrender and then applying that to yourself, you are going to see your life difference. We talk all the time amongst ourselves about if you change the way you look at a thing, the thing you look at will change. So if you change the way you look at your circumstances, if you change the way you view your identity will change. And when you change your identity, how you interact with your life through that changed identity will change everything else in your life.
Wow, that is just amazing. It's mind-blowing, the information you're sharing with us today. So once a man has come into an understanding of surrender, you know, how would they remain there and maintain it?
Well, as you said, it's not about the money in your bank account. It's about what's in your faith account. And as you continue to pour into your faith account, there will be times, there is no promise in God's word that says you will never have trial, you will never have testing. God promises that through your trial, through your testing, that he will be there with you. So pour into your faith account, because when the trial comes, you'll be able to draw down on that. You'll be able to draw down on it, and it will aid you in getting through. And we speak about this in the conference. It will aid you because if you're looking for a miracle, I'm not a miracle worker. Ministers Lil John and Tatum are not miracle workers. Each of these men have miracles working in them, but only Jesus, only God, is a miracle worker. So the answer to your question is it'll be maintained by through and walking in an act of faith. In an act of faith, and we will explain what faith really is and how faith builds confidence and how confidence is a centerpiece of a man. And when a man walks in confidence, it is attractive. As women know, a man who walks in confidence, it's his confidence that got him. And a man who doesn't have an identity cannot walk in confidence.
Is surrender available nationwide, or is this something you're you know, primarily focusing on right now in Vegas only?
No, ma'am. The Surrendered series, which includes Surrendered Man, Surrendered Woman, Surrendered Teens, Surrendered Family, and Surrendered Couples, we consider it not a movement. It's not a group. We consider this a directive from God. So wherever his will takes us, that's where we're going to go. I can share with you that we have received inquiries from several states around the country. We are clear that this is something that is going to move around the country. But we're also clear, as the Lord revealed to us in our planning, to always think globally, but execute locally. So our plan is the world. The world receives the message of the benefits of the surrendered. We are executing locally here in Las Vegas because this is where we are. But we are certain and we are comforted by the fact that the Lord is going to take this globally. So wherever the need is, wherever the inquiry is, wherever the call is, that's where we're going.
Amazing.
Anywhere in the world.
Yes, yes. We do have a few callers that are actually holding right now. But before, I want to ask you just to hold on a couple of more minutes because I have a couple of questions I'd love to direct to Minister Little John and Minister Tatum. And certainly the phone lines are filling up, so is the chat box. And those of you who have questions, for either of these gentlemen on the line today, you can certainly give us a call at 646-716-8697. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, 646-716-8697. All right, we have the founder of the Surrender Series, Earl Amin, Minister Kevin Littlejohn, who is the director, and then Minister Leonard Tatum, who oversees the marketing and IT, all right, coordinator. And so we're going to go ahead at this time. What I'd like to do is ask you just to hold on for a couple of more minutes, please, callers. As far as, you know, your role and being a surrendered man, can you share with us, this is directed for Minister Littlejohn or Minister Tatum, whoever wants to answer, you know, how has this series changed your life and what does it mean to you?
Well, I'll speak as Minister Littlejohn. For me, I believe God has allowed voids, things that are missing in my life. So as I've searched to find those elements to be filled in my heart and in my walk, getting closer and closer to God, I was always looking to other men to identify with, to show me, okay, what does it really mean to be a man? I see this guy, I see this person, I see this pastor, I see this guy on the street. What does it mean to be a man? Your attributes, your qualities, your characteristics. And some of these guys that I looked to, I picked up on some of their stuff, but I, no matter who I talked to, I still could see major flaws in their foundation. And it would always lead me to question, is this God's idea of what a man should be and how he should carry himself? And I did not want to shortchange myself. I wanted to be that man that when God looked at him, he was pleased, that he smiled when he saw my actions and my deeds and how I carried myself and how I raised my son and how I was a husband and how whatever it was he called me to do, I wanted him to be pleased. So I would purpose to search that out. And so in that process, you know, studying the Word, talking to men of who understand the Word, it would always bring me to a point where I'd be talking to God and still asking for more. And so as in my prayers, I asked him to show me what that looks like. I need an example. We need examples. We, you know, we can see it in the Word, these men, but even these men are flawed, except for Jesus. I needed a hands-on man that I could actually identify with. And in my prayers, the Lord sent me Earl as a mentor, and he was able to identify exactly with what I was dealing with. And so it took me to a place, even in Earl's flaws, it took me to a place that showed me exactly what I was looking for, that true man that knew how to carry himself in all situations, a man, a king who stood up for what's right no matter what, who didn't react but was a proaction, ahead of things, not allowing circumstances to dictate how he would be. And this man, this is the man I patterned myself after. I saw this man in Earl, and so I decided to just listen and start taking it in. And originally when he, you know, I'm involved in some other, in my church and some other men's things, but originally when he came to me with that word surrendered, I received it just like most people. I was like, surrendered? Nah. Surrendered, that doesn't make any sense to me. But as I came to a true understanding of what surrendered is, I became more and more empowered as a man, giving up my abilities and my understandings and my want to control. By doing that, surrendering, God, he has been able to flow through me and show me my limitlessness and show me my true power through him. So my identification to surrender is total empowerment. And that's exactly what I want to give to my brothers. I know that is my job, with my God-given task from the Lord, to show men how to walk in true surrender, in true power and authority surrendered. to Jesus Christ.
That's beautiful, beautiful testament. You know, I really know that there's a lot of men that truly needed to hear that today. And so God bless you, brother. That is awesome. All right, Minister Tatum, I know you may have
Hello.
A lot to say. Would you like to go ahead and tell your side, or would you prefer me to grab a couple of callers right now?
I'll just say a couple things, and I'm not going to be long at all, but Earl touched on something when he said freedom. And to me, to give up, it's almost to identify the words, if you just hear them, surrender, it sounds that if you're being arrested or you're giving up to an authority to be controlled.
Right.
But in truth, you're surrendering your set of tools. You're surrendering your, I look at it like I'm giving up my sword and my armor because it's beaten and battered. Beyond use, and I'm picking up an indestructible sword, an indestructible set of armor that can't be pierced, that can't be broken, and I'm going back into the battle with the power of God behind me. And if men can reassign the words to that actual description, then they can understand what surrender is, and that's to give up your abilities to gain. Because you can't hold yours and use God's at the same time. You have to use God's or use yours. And so surrendering for me and what we're doing is a surrender on a constant basis that I'm having to do to learn how God is going to use me in my ability to surrender. And it's a day-to-day process. It's not something you go and do and you get the button and the hat and you're on your own. But it's something that you have to continually do, and I'm learning that through these brothers really being in my corner and being on my side, and I appreciate them. And I'm done. You can take the callers, but that's what I want.
That's
to
beautiful.
Say.
Yeah, no, that's so powerful what all three of you are saying, and I know that it's definitely beneficial, you know, in regards to just helping to encourage somebody else. All right, so we're going to grab a few callers. Thank you so much for patiently waiting in regards to the surrendered man. All right, we have a 214. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, yeah, this is Rodney. And,
hi, Rodney, where are you calling from? 214, where is that at?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out the way right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have a question in regards to...
I do.
Okay.
My question is, I used to do things wrong, and now I'm trying to do things the right way. How can I do what's right for God and keep me focused from doing the wrong thing, going back to the way I used to be?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's so
Whoever
hard out
be
here,
best.
You know, being a black man. It's hard.
Yes. Yes. Brother, this is Earl Amin. Ministers, please feel free to chime in on this. But, brother, what you are speaking to is at the core of not only the challenges that men are facing, but that people are facing in their lives as they are hearing the call, answering the call, of God to come into rightfulness, righteousness. So I answer your question in this way. You've already just identified what your experience is. My first thing is getting closer to God in the Word, opening up your heart to surrender so that you can receive directly from God. And it is an awesome experience when you can feel the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, speaking to your mind. And so whatever it is that you're facing in that moment, when you're in the struggle between, you know, Satan on one shoulder and the angel of the Lord on the other, in that moment, take that breath, brother. Take that breath and say, I surrender my all to Jesus Christ. I surrender my all to God. I surrender my will to your will, God. And in that moment and in that, man, you will find, just try it, you will find that you will have made a choice. And all of a sudden, that circumstance, that was drawing you back towards your other or your evil ways, you will see it and say, you know what, that is just a choice. I choose to go to the right. I choose to go towards God. You will find that you have power and authority over your circumstances, but you must speak it so as if it is. This is what God has given you the ability to do. And as a man, a black man, I know I am a black man. Okay. If anyone's wondering, the difficulties of rising up, of seeking and achieving success, brother, I'm going to tell you this. It only matters if it matters to you. So what surrender does is release you from the shackles of the perception that your color matters. It doesn't. I don't live that way. I don't believe it. I don't speak that way. And so I'm going to tell you, be free from that in the name of Jesus. Being a black man doesn't matter. Being a man is what matters. That will supersede your color, your race, whatever. That is the bottom line. I trust that you'll receive that, brother, as it comes to you.
Thank you both.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate you calling today on Brown Sugar Radio in regards to 214. I know that's not in the Vegas area.
No, it's not Brown Sugar. I'm sorry. And we're out here in Dallas.
Okay.
Out here too.
Well, they do say that they're actually going to be branching out nationwide, and there's a site you could check out. They actually have. Go ahead, Minister Tatum. Can you give out your social networks where my listeners can tune in that are not local?
Oh, okay. Well, of course, you can always go to our website, which is www.surrenderedman.com. Also, we have a Facebook page. It's Surrendered Man on Facebook. It is also Surrendered Man on our Twitter account. And we're growing, so we just ask that you all would subscribe to us, follow us by email on our website. Also, hit us on Facebook, click on the like button, and you'll be updated with our coming events and the things that we got going on as we also inspire and give encouraging words on our websites and blog and everything else. So that's how you can get a hold of us. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much, Rodney. I got to grab some more callers here. All right. We appreciate you supporting the show today. Okay, 404, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. I believe that's in ATL. 404, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Prophetess Rosalind from the Powerful Gifts Show. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. First, I want to just thank God for you, woman of God, and for the brothers, because it's like an answer to my prayers, because I was praying to God for God, what makes the men in the church any different from you know, Ray Ray down the street. And I noticed, like, my experience interacting with men, you know, we cannot hide behind the Bible. We cannot hide behind the mask. And my questions, and I just thank God for each and one of you, that you're truly a man of purpose, a man of action, a man of excellence, because it takes, you know, accountability and being real and dealing with everyday issues that men go through, you know. And the main thing, there's three factors I want to ask is, dealing with forgiveness. Number two, deliverance. When I say deliverance, dealing with rejection, abandonment, hurt, pride, teasing with men, stubbornness, no one to take accountability. Amen. Not seeing, being honest with themselves and dealing with the issue within themselves. And number three, I know it's very important, is mentorship. Like, okay, when someone comes to service, what happened after that? Do you follow up with them, or do you connect with other leaders? So that's my question.
Praise you, God. Dear sister, you have touched on every vital point that makes this conference necessary. Mr. Tatum, can you speak to that, please?
Yes, I will definitely speak to that. It's great that you hit that, because it's exactly when we sat down, God brought us all three together, and I'm going to try to be as quick as I can in the time factor. But we all three came together and we put this together, and we have already partnered with pastors here and abroad. And our very exact thing that we wanted to make sure is that when we put it together, that we had we call them Gideons, Gideon warriors that are going to be over smaller groups, and we'll be able to and we're going to be accountable for the people in our group and the men. And it's exactly why our conference is vital, is that we will be in contact with men so that we can challenge and question and pray with them and stand with them, because a lot of conferences come and go, and those are the type of conferences that we're not doing. We're not doing the keynote speaker from Japan, an entertaining group, and people come in and put on a show, and then they leave, and the community that they leave is in the same situation. No, we're a community conference. We're going into the community of Las Vegas, one of the hardest cities to live in and be sin free, and that, I believe, is why we are centered here in this area, and as God sends us out abroad, it is because of every element of temptation and discouragement and ways you can fall into a trap. It's here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so we know that our community needs this. And as Earl was eloquently saying, we're going to be a community that is local but goes abroad. So we intend to deal with men. We just don't want to preach to them, preach at them, or listen to what they got to say and try to give them an answer. We're going to grow with these men, and we're going to share with these men.
Excellent. Thank you so much for giving us some support today. And you said your name was Prophetess Roslyn. Is that correct?
Yeah, Roslyn Jennings from The Power for giving the show. I just thank God for what you the men are doing, and much success. And I also see a book coming out of this too, a training book. I see coming available, a manual to help other men in ministry. You know, a lot of times deliverance is so important, because you can't cast out nobody else's demons, or your own demons getting cast out. Amen. So a lot of times we got to get to the root. Amen. And it, a lot of us don't have healthy relationships because of generational things that run in our family, things from our childhood, things that happen. We can't come to a new relationship with that old baggage. And we really got to get healed and get delivered. And even as leaders, amen, even as I'm speaking to the men right now, you know, even as men, you know, we have to be real and honest, and communicate is the key. It's like nobody wants to communicate. And then, and I understand when they say take off the mask. When you do, who's really there to help you with those issues? So I just thank God that we have powerful men of God like y'all that's stepping up. And I just declare, decree the finances and the labor and the help. And, you know, this is powerful ministry. Anything we can help you with, I'd be more than happy to help you with getting the word out, anything, because it's a great need. And I was praying about this today, that, you know, the men got to step up. And, you know, they're the protective provider, and we need our men to come for it. And I pray that God will show you favor, too, in the prison system as well, and in the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I say something real quick, Earl?
Sure.
I know you're getting ready to jump in.
Yes.
But you are definitely a prophetess, because you just keep speaking on everything that we've been meeting about, everything that we're about. You just spoke that in that small sentence. I mean, it's written, it's documented, it's being put in action, everything you just said.
Mm. Absolutely.
That's a blessing.
And that was what
I
wanted to say. Praise God for you joining us today, sister, and your words are indeed prophetic. Please take our number, as you'll hear it spoken again, and provide us with your contact information.
Yes,
I
thank God for you. I would love to get in contact with you and definitely get the word out and do anything I can to help bring forth, because, you know, it's time out for talking. It's time to take action. I thank God for people of action. So God bless you, men of God. Take care.
All right. Yes, thank you. That was beautiful.
Amen. Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
Yes, right on time. Okay, well, we're certainly going to go ahead and close. I know that... we have a lot of more questions. However, what I'd like to do is direct them now to the Surrendered Man contact number, and that number is 702-330-3930. Once again, that's 702-330-3930. You can text or you can call that number anytime, and someone will get back to you at their earliest convenience. Before we close, though, Earl, I'd like to get your final thoughts in regards to today's show and the conference scheduled for May 14th.
Praise God. Thank you so much. My final thoughts simply come in the form of a prayer. And that is, Heavenly Father, that we thank you, Lord, and we rejoice in that you are bringing your word forward, Lord. And it doesn't matter whom you choose. I do not matter. These brothers do not matter. But it does matter that your word is received into the heart of men, for it is by your order and by your will that men shall resume, shall be reformed into their natural and divine shape, so that they can be the men that lead households, that grow men to be men, and men who grow men to be men, all in their proper order and proper way, so that our women can be what you designed them to be, and be the vessels that receive the pouring into of men, so that they can then nurture through their very natures those who are our children, who become our next generation, so that we may become a people who are healed, Lord, of all of the evil and the sin and the sickness that exists in our society today. We act it out as if it's just what's happening. But the conference on May 14th is one of many steps that the Lord is taking to make sure, to ensure, to enact a process that is going to bring men to their own attention, to stand and hear what the Lord has to say in an environment where there are other men and they can identify. We are going to reform, which is why we use the word, reform the identity of men. So all men who are listening to this, no matter where you are, know that the Lord is going to be present on May 14th at Berean Christian Fellowship from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that following that, the Lord is going to be present in his time in your community to do the same thing for you. Please feel free to contact us at the number, and we will respond to you and give you further means to engage us. Praise God.
Oh, wow.
And it's free.
Okay.
And it's free.
Yes. And it looks like they're serving refreshments and all that, too. So you get a little treat while y'all there. Amen.
Well, food is available for purchase.
All right. It's for purchase. Yeah. So you'll get to serve.
Amen.
That's right. Well, from 9 to 6, is it? 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's an all-day event. So come and be prepared to be blessed. And, you know, just open your hearts and go with an open mind. This show has been phenomenal, as I figured it would. And I just know that you have blessed, you know, so many people today, men and women, because us as women, we have to learn how to treat our husbands and our sons, how to raise them. And this is amazing. So you haven't, even though the show was, you know, focused on the men, you have helped, as we've seen from Prophetess Rosalind, I believe her name was, that you've blessed the lives of women as well. And so I just know we have a ton of more callers, and, you know, I'm at a point where I'm like, we got to come back and do this monthly. And so what I'd love to do is invite you back, Earl, and certainly Minister Little John and Minister Tatum, you're welcome as well. And this is so necessary, you know, to continue to do this, and to enlighten the hearts, minds, and souls of men and women and families, you know, as God designed it to be. We don't want the enemy to take one more family, one more soul, you know, one more man. And it's important that we unite together, and that's how we do it, you know, is through unity, their strength. And I'm so blessed. You guys have blessed my soul today, and I'm so happy that we have some men of integrity. Amen, that are not always about, you know, the things of the world. You're focused on what God's plan is for your heart and your mind, and that's a blessing to actually witness that and to hear it. So today on Brown Sugar Radio, you have been a testament. There are some good men available, all right? There are good men that are out there, and good men that are spreading God's word and doing what they see as best through the eyes of Christ. And so thank you so much for coming and just changing, you know, the minds and hearts of men that may have been at their last breaking point and wanted to give up. I know you encouraged somebody today, and it's been a blessing. And one more time, I'd like to shout out you can pre-register on their website. It's www.surrenderedman.com. Also, to Minister Tatum, please shout out the Facebook and the Twitter and any other social networks that you have one last time before we close.
Amen. We thank you for the show. We look forward to getting with you again. But you can also go and register online and follow us by email on surrenderman.com. It's just a matter of seconds. You put in your address, and you'll be able to be hit up with a update of everything that we got going on. Go to our Twitter, Facebook page, Surrenderman is also that name that you'll be using. So www.surrenderman.com, there's links on there that can take you to the Twitter and the Facebook accounts if you just want to go one stop, and that is that.
And those who do not have access to a computer, you can simply come to the event on Saturday at 9 o'clock, and you can register there as well.
All right, that's a blessing. Minister Little John, any last thoughts from you? I know you've been kind of laying low in the cut here.
I'm just praising the Lord for the chance just to do something that God has put in my heart and be able to just to give what God has given, being an open vessel to be able to pour into another vessel the love, the authority, the compassion that Jesus has given us, not only
Amen.
To our families, but to our friends, and to empower so that we can actually, as men, walk in our authority as king, as under the King of Kings.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Walking as kings, walking in your authority and your power. This has truly been a blessing today. I don't want to let y'all go, but I know our time is just coming gone that quickly. But we will definitely make sure we have you back once a month. It's so crucial to do that because I've seen just how powerful this hour segment has been. And so just continue to do what you're doing, you know, and just, you know, being bold and courageous for God, not being ashamed. You know, what you represent is what's really right now hitting my core as a woman. I just want to say thank you all for standing up for what you believe in and standing up with integrity. That is so important. Thank you for joining us today, Earl. And we have Minister Little John and Minister Tatum. Thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio today.
Praise you, God. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and close at this time. And, you know, I always like to close with a motivational saying. And, you know, I think that one of the most powerful things about this show today is the fact that when you touch the lives of someone else, that's how you know you're making a difference. At the end of the day, you want to make sure that when God's called you home to glory, you've done your work. So he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, I, as a show host here on Brown Sugar Radio and Blog Talk, I do appreciate all of the loyal listeners and all of the callers. Once again, I want to give the caller number that you can reach them at for the Surrendered Man is 702-330-3930. And the quote that I'd love to end with today is what God intended for you goes far beyond anything you can imagine. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Have a wonderful day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's at. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.